Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is first and 10. Mayfield again in the gun. First and goal. Mayfield back. He's being chased. He starts to run. He goes to the outside, and he is firing, and it is tipped and intercepted. Now they're going to call a penalty. It was intercepted by Jahad Campbell. Who's the flag again?
It's an ineligible receiver downfield on Tampa Bay. This ball is going to go to the Eagles.
Well, that was a massive play. Massive, massive play. As we welcome Seth Joyner to the program. Seth made a lot of those kind of plays his years with the Birds. And Seth is brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters. How you heat your water, it matters. So whether it's a tank or tankless model, choose Bradford White. Visit BradfordWhite.com. I see my man in full golf gear. I know he's headed to the Michael Barkan golf outing, aren't you, Seth?
I am. But I got to give James some love with a little Jimmy on a Monday morning. Jimmy with an eye for y'all,
for y'all that don't know.
Seth, you can pull off the golf outfit a lot better than me, my man. I'll just say that.
Any outfit, I think, is what you mean.
Seth, you're very lucky I got this bad wheel with my ankles. Otherwise, I'd be out there kicking your ass.
But okay.
All right. You want to start with the game? You want to start with A.J. Brown?
Let's start with A.J. because, you
know. Is it code red? Where are we at here?
Oh, hey, listen, man. I think that we talk about it. We being the media, we talk about it so much that we make it bigger than life. And in this day and age of social media, when you can get on your feed and say something and it's kind of coded and people are going to take it and run with it and so on and so forth. This is what you saw in the second half yesterday is what I do not like about the whole A.J. Brown narrative. Because in the first half, I believe that the offense was working efficiently because Jalen distributed the ball to who was open.
Without forcing it to him.
Without trying to force it
to him. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I'm totally with you.
Now, A.J.'s got to understand, he is one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League, and teams are going to do whatever it is that they have to do to hold him down, understanding how much he can hurt them, and accept the fact that sometimes great defensive minds like Todd Bowles are not going to let you go off and be satisfied with the win. And I can't say for certain that I know that he's upset that he didn't get balls. He certainly had enough targets towards him. I mean, he wasn't getting the separation, and you know they were obviously rolling the corner up on him.
Is that a big part of it, Seth? He wasn't getting the separation because I saw a couple routes that I felt like he gave up early. And now I don't know what the.
Well, John, the problem is he only runs three routes on the route tree.
That is problematic.
He runs a slant, a go, and a stop route, a comeback. That's about it. So there's no threat as a defender.
Why? would that be?
I don't know.
Is he limited in some way to like by his the way that?
Well, it's how they direct the offense, right? I mean, isn't that the simple answer?
I wouldn't understand, you know, why you would have a guy of his caliber only running three routes. I mean, for a defensive coordinator and for a defender studying an opponent, that's a dead giveaway that this guy can only run three, that he's only going to run three routes. And as many slants as they run can and stop routes, please pray and tell me where the hell the double move is. Where's the slant and go?
Well, if
where's the stop and go?
Well, that's the thing. If it's going to take more than that first move takes, I don't know that we can hold out with the way that we're picking up stunts and that sort of thing, with the way that our guards pass protect.
Seth, we don't have much time. I want to play this audio for you of Jason Avant and Jaws on the NBC Sports postgame show and get your opinion of what you think's going on here, because they make a lot of different points. Here's what they said post-game yesterday.
I have to say this about A.J. Brown. I have to say this about it, is that A.J. Brown is being played like a receiver that can't run anymore. The secondary is looking at A.J. Brown like a guy that is reluctant to go by them, and that's what's happening. They're sitting on routes. Yep. So that's something that A.J. Brown has to look in the mirror and say, what am I doing in order to get this type of coverage? But they're playing him like his name is Jason Avant out there running go routes. You can't do that, right? So I think A.J. Brown has to do a little bit better when it comes to coming off the ball every single time. That third down late in the game, the last time they had the ball, or, you know, significant had the ball, it was an out route. First of all, he oversplit, meaning he split too wide, and it was an out route against zero coverage, and then he quit on a route. So you can't do those things, and that's something that if A.J. Brown wants the ball, you have to run the routes the right way and also come off the ball so guys don't sit
up. But he still has it in him to do it the way he's always done.
I don't know that. I think that's what Jason's saying. Maybe he does that because the go routes, you got to go to get the box for the quarterback. In other words, when you get it out of your stance, you don't get to that sideline. You got to take it upfield so the quarterback can take you away from where that defender is. The balls he was throwing deep, he was right in the sideline. There was no window for Jalen Hurts to stick that ball into, no box to throw into, and the balls are out of bounds. There wasn't an area, some air under where he could throw the football.
Well, see, listen, I'm just saying how the defense is playing him.
Right.
Right? Whether A.J. Brown can do it or not, the defense is saying that you can't run by me, and that's the way they're playing. Well, they're playing him like that.
Seth, what's your assessment of what they said?
Well, I would be worried if there was no help over top and that's the way they were playing him. If there's help over top, it doesn't really matter because they're going to play him aggressive at the line of scrimmage, especially when you have a bigger corner, bigger corners like Tampa does. They're not afraid to get up in AJ and be physical with him. They have to do something different with AJ instead of lining him up at X by himself all the time. Like, I'm not going to say, I mean, they just extended this guy, you know, $30-plus million a year. I'm not going to believe that Howie Roseman would make that sort of mistake to extend this guy for another 3 years at $30 million-plus a year and say that he doesn't have what it takes to get it done. Now, I don't know how injured, how healthy. I'm not privy to that, okay? What I do know is he looked pretty damn good last week. And when he's played against teams that are really tough man-to-man teams, teams that bring pressure, you know, he struggled. He struggled to get separation. You know, I would love to see them move AJ, put him, you know, in motion, even if he's on the X side.
Did they do that?
Well, Zach? I mean, the two guys that run motion are Smitty and Jahad Dotson. And every time Smitty goes in motion, I can assure you they're going to run it 95% of the time. That's another dead giveaway. If I can see it as an analyst, as a guy that's just watching the game, you're going to tell me that Todd Bowles and his staff and those players that spend 15 hours a day, 4 days a week, aren't seeing it? You know, mm-hmm. So those are dead giveaways. Then you want to understand why it is that Saquon is struggling to get going because there's no imagination to what they're doing. Hmm. And every single time Smitty comes jogging across that formation, you know, they turn around and they hand the ball to Saquon. There's nothing off of it. You know, and tell me how many times do you see A.J. Brown in motion? And I'm not saying that he's lost a step, but when guys get up in age, the thing you do to be able to get them – to help them get separation is you put them in motion so guys can't get up on the line and jam them and challenge them mm-hmm. at the and challenge their release.
But did they err to the side of as little motion as possible with the conditions, with the heat, the humidity, that sort of thing, especially early in, I know it's
come on, man. Tampa put their guys in motion.
I know. I'm just asking. I'm wondering.
Yeah. Seth, let's get to specifically what he wrote on social media and what you think the fallout is. So my Mount Rushmore of outspoken players in Philly sports has not included A.J. Brown, but has included Seth Joyner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of the great ones. Forget what the scrub said. But like Barkley would say a lot. Seth Joyner would say a lot. James, who are the other two? If we have Mount Rushmore, who are we going with here? Larry Bowa was pretty fiery, right?
He was.
I was young.
Oh.
But I heard Bowa as a player was fiery.
Pete Rose said an awful lot.
Well, I don't know about criticism of like Seth, you called the coach a puppet. I mean, he was the active coach.
Yeah, that's pretty aggressive.
Buddy Ryan would be the most outspoken as a coach. Buddy Ryan's up on that.
I was a little out of control.
All right, guy in France?
Yeah, Buddy's up there for all his comments. Yeah. All right, so Seth, here's my question. Knowing that an athlete can be super-duper frustrated and really, really great, how tough is it to bottle it up? And when you let it out, as AJ did, and let me just read for those that don't know what AJ put up on social media about 2.5 hours after the game yesterday. AJ, 2.5 hours after the game yesterday, tweeted the following. He said, if you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way. Of course, the irony is by putting that up there, it does kind of make a scene by way of social media. Seth, how tough is it to keep it bottled in? And when you let it out, you know, is this a mistake by AJ? What's your assessment?
Joe, did you see his other posts where he was having a conversation?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Conversation with God early last week.
I did not.
Some people text me and we're talking about it, about where he's been and where he's going, and you know the strength that he draws from his faith. I think AJ needs to stop posting things like he posted yesterday. and draw his strength, you know, from his faith that he proclaims openly. Because, I mean, he's sitting in his backyard, the wind's blowing, it's just him and a camera, and he's having a conversation, you know, he's having a conversation with God. You know, just an open prayer, and he put it out there for everybody to see. You know, if God is your peace, then let God be your peace through what you're going through right now. You know, in life, not only in sports, but in life, everybody's going to go through something. Like, when I was outspoken, Joe, I was out of control. I can look back at it, you know, with age and wisdom now and say that, you know what, that was a mistake. Because that kind of thing does nothing more than separate a team. It doesn't bring a team together. When you're talking about the coach and you're talking about your teammates, or even if you're sending encrypted messages that you know the media is going to take how they want to take it.
Like, and your comments about, yes, Randall, right? Yes. You'd make Randall comments.
It doesn't make any sense. It's not going to accomplish anything. You're not going anywhere. The team's not going anywhere. And you understand, you just came off a Super Bowl win. You had such a heck of a, you know, couple of seasons that the Eagles saw fit to extend you, you know, to an extraordinary amount of money. And that things aren't always going to go the way you want it to go. And you have to just deal with the tough times in order to get to the good times. And these kinds of outbursts and these kinds of, you know, innuendos that you leave out there, you know that the media is looking. Like, I got into it with D Gunn on our post game show last week because of AJ. And I said, you know, the media is going to ask him questions that they know is going to inflame. And his response was, it's up to him to be the grown up and know how to handle that and know what to say and what not to say. You know, to a certain extent, I agree with that. But as a person in the media now, if I was doing the interviewing, I would ask those sorts of questions to the coaching staff, but I wouldn't ask those sorts of questions to the players, having understood where I've stood and where they are at this present time and where I want this team to be. You know, I'm not going to ask questions that inflames the situation and makes the locker room that much more difficult to navigate. I'll stand in front of Nick Sirianni and Vic Fangio and Kevin Petullo and ask them questions that make them squirm in their seats, because they have to answer those types of questions.
So I agree with almost all that you said, except for, I'll just say this on the last point. Like, let's say AJ's, you know, whenever he next talks to the media, I mean, you can't say to him, "Hey AJ, how's your Wednesday going? Nice weather today." Like, I mean, he put this out there.
No, I know. I'm not saying that I disagree with it, but, you know, being in a position that I am now, you know, and understanding where I came from and understand some of the things that I've gone through, you know, if I could talk to AJ, I would tell him, "Listen, man, these things don't solve anything. If nothing else, it makes the situation worse, because you're saying it and everybody else has got to answer for it."
Yeah.
And then when you are asked about it, guess what you're going to do? You're going to deflect and act like it doesn't mean anything. You're going to let the coding sit out there for everybody else to decipher what it means. And the dangerous thing about that in this city is that we will create a narrative. From a media standpoint, we will create a narrative for what you said if you don't tell us what you meant.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Seth, one more thing on this, and then let's get some calls in. Because this is where my mind goes with this one, and it hadn't previously to this extent. I now worry that this all could lead to him not being on the team next year. Has that entered your mind?
No, they got too much invested in him for him not to be here. And listen, there's a remedy. There's a remedy for this. Like, yesterday's game was the exact inverse of last week's game.
Yeah.
Okay. In so many ways. And when I tell you this, and I hope you know it, but if you don't, this is going to blow your mind.
Let's do it.
That how this can work out, John. So they come out last week in the first half clueless, and then come out in the second half like world beaters.
Mm-hmm.
They had minus 1 yards of total offense in the first half last week. Okay?
I thought it was minus 1 yard of passing offense and 33 yards of total offense.
You might be right, yeah. But just remember that minus 1 yard, because this week they come out and they look like world beaters in the first half, and in the second half they look clueless again. Minus 1 yard of total offense. Minus 1 yard.
It is, they had minus 17 passing. Like, have you seen great teams with this degree of fluctuation?
I've never seen it, ever.
The thing is, when you're playing against, and I'm going to say it, but when you're playing against top-tier coordinators, Vic Fangio said it. If you wait till halftime to make your adjustments, you've already lost the game.
Well, that's the thing. I think we were late on adjustments this time.
And what I fear on the offensive side of the ball is that we're not making the adjustments quick enough. Like, we didn't make the adjustment quick enough in the first half last week. Whatever they made the decision to do, whether it was take the chains off of Jalen and throw the ball and, you know, sporadically turn and hand it to Saquon, you know, no matter what it was, it worked. The special teams set the tone yesterday with the block punt and the return, but the defense also played lights out. And then all of a sudden in the second half, there was an adjustment on both sides of the ball for Tampa Bay, and they could not do anything right.
Yeah.
Anything right. Two big plays, two explosive plays. They're talking about having explosive plays and not giving up any explosive plays. You give up 270-yard touchdown passes because you can't get any pressure on a quarterback who really doesn't really want to run.
What was Makuba looking at?
Well, listen, you're starting two rookies.
Yeah.
So you're going to have some of this from time to time.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing that Reed Blankenship made a mistake with last week, you know, not getting over the top in cover two, is the same thing that Drew made a mistake with. You got one guy, and all they did was they ran the same route, okay? They run the guy on the go route at the safety, and if the safety is not getting depth to get over his half, to keep that guy underneath, and his mindset isn't, if he catches it in front of me, I just got to come up and make the tackle. He sat on it, anticipating that guy to sit down on the route, and he ran right by him, you know, and then Blankenship, it looked like it was his fault. He was coming from the other direction. Mm-hmm. So if he just stays on top in cover two, there's not a problem. Then you got the rook over here on the, you know, Jahad Campbell one-on-one on Bucky Irvin. Great coverage, okay? He just, his eyes got him in trouble for a split second.
Yeah.
Because he's on him with perfect coverage, and the running back runs the out route, and he's on top of it. And then all of a sudden,
he
looks.
But then it becomes a scramble drill.
Well, but he turns, John, he turns and he looks back at the quarterback to see what's going on. And that split second is when Bucky turned it up. And when he turned it up, it was a wrap.
Yep.
It was a wrap. Now, as an older player, what he's going to experience is that when that guy, and he did a really good job because he got on top of it to see if he was going to run the out and up. And when he declared he wasn't going to run the out and up, that's when he turned and looked, not realizing that that guy was going to transition the route. Get on top now. Mm-hmm. And if he throws it short, break up on it and make the tackle. But the one thing you can't do is you can't let him turn it up when you're not seeing him. And they're young players. They're going to make these mistakes. When you have a rookie, you got to live with it.
Not only the Eagles going on here, but the Phils as well. We will really crank up coverage as we move deeper into the week. We know the Phils on Saturday, as Seth Joyner approves with a nod to Seltzer. Saturday the Phillies will play either the Dodgers or the Reds. Let me be not the first to say it. Let's go Reds Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. By the way, you shouldn't take it for granted if the Reds do advance that it's a guaranteed Phillies win. That's just not the way baseball works.
Why?
Because the Reds could beat the Phillies. They could.
No, you said let's go Reds. Why?
Oh, because I'd rather the Phillies play the Reds than the Dodgers.
Why?
Because the Reds are a lesser team.
This time of year, you don't give a damn who you play. I told you last year, I ain't scared of no Patrick Mahomes. I don't anybody care about Mahomes and, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs. Nobody care about Ohtani and the... No, see? You're starting that
Seth
negativity.
Seth is saying that while wearing Dodger blue, I would like to point out.
Hey, Rhea, I didn't know we were having this conversation this morning.
Let me tell you something, Seth. I wish in that 90 playoff game you guys had played the Cardinals instead of Washington. Might have won the game.
No.
See what I just did right there?
We just need a little offensive production. Didn't matter.
And by the way, the Ben Smith play should have counted. That was absolutely a travesty by the refs. But Friday, we're going to have huge coverage. Our program is going to be at Borgata on Friday. But then the next two shows, Joe and Hugh, Spike Ike, and The Oaf, they're going to be at what used to be Xfinity Live, now Stateside Live. So get yourself there on Friday. Or if you can't, listen on WIP. All right, let's go to the phones. A lot happening. John and Manioc wants to weigh in. John, good morning. John E. John is.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm here. Yeah, I was just going to come on. I was just like hypnotized because of, you know, when I listened to Seth talk about X's and O's. I was going to come on and talk about the Mets collapsing, and now I just don't care about that at all. I want to talk about the Eagles, and I want to ask him questions about football. It's unbelievable. But just real quick, Joe, to just mock our friends in New York, did you know that they are 0-67 this year? When they were trailing going into the ninth inning.
I did not.
They didn't have one comeback win. Not one. They're the only team in the league to not have one. Can you believe that? Because I can.
Yeah.
Because they're losers. And that's what happens. We're the fighting. How many times did the Phillies come back and had a comeback win this year?
A lot.
Oh, lots.
A lot.
The Mets had zero. They had the most expensive player of all time. They had the best bullpen on paper. Full collapse. LOL. Okay, that's what I'm going to say.
LOL.
That.
That's good. Not OMG. LOL. No. I like it.
Real quick, Seth, I just got two questions and I'm going to hang up here. One of them is just like more football technical. Here's the thing. Cooper DeJean looks like a real stud at outside corner there. I loved the draft pick. I was nervous that he was going to be really good at a lot of things and maybe not good enough at anything for the league.
He is punishing
looks like he's
people.
good enough for a lot of stuff.
I
and he's
love
a great open
the
field
way
tackler.
He tackles. Yes. Yeah. The way that he tackles
Cooper?
sets a tone for this defense. That kid, man, he's tough.
What was
love him to death.
What was
my second? My real question, this is the real one because you guys are talking about A.J. Brown. Let's be real, this is the topic. Here's the thing. Why is it only the corners and the receivers that seem to be doing this and acting this way over the last 20 years? Is it something about the island? Is it like a boxer's mindset where they're like the man and it's whatever? Because it doesn't seem like any other position ever puts that weird cryptic stuff and is the problem. It's always corners and receivers. I want to know because you guys are players. What do you guys think about that? Love the show. Mets suck. Love you guys.
All right, Sean. I've had a theory in the wide receiver thing forever. What's your answer, Seth?
They're the only two positions where, you know, if they've got the ball in their hands or they're making a play to stop a play, with the exception of maybe the quarterback, where they can get the attention.
Bingo. Like, you're right. You're right in my
the
zone.
The ball is either being caught, so the camera's on them, or it's being defended and the camera's on them. And that sort of attention not only gets them paid, but it creates endorsements and everything else that goes along
with
it.
Seth, I'm so with you. So here's my answer. It's essentially the same thing. I don't know the corner thing. But to me, it's the glory to not glory ratio. And the reality is a wide receiver, a great one's going to be on the field for about 70 plays. You're not pulling A.J. Brown off the field, you know, but maybe one or two plays a game. So he's out there. He's asked to run block, you know, 30 times a game. He's asked to not be necessarily the number one receiver, you know, any number of times, whatever that is. So you know in any given game, you're going to catch between 2 and 12 balls. But really, normally, it's 7 and 8 or 9 if you're really great, 10. But if you only get 3, you're out of your mind. You're frustrated because then people say, oh, maybe he's really not that good. And then the glory of the touchdown doesn't happen, the glory of the first down. I just think they're used to the praise being heaped on them when they, you know, get it. And when they don't, not only do they not get the ball, they don't get the glory.
I'm going to keep my answers short because I know you want to get some more calls in. But I think the cornerback and the wide receiver positions are probably the two most selfish positions in all of football.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Jordan in Princeton. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, Joe, can you please let Richie do the Tasty Cake promos? There's something about his deep voice that makes me want to quit. Just a little more than you. I mean, I love Tasty Cakes. We all love Tasty Cakes. But Richie pitching me a crimpet, that's really the peak of radio.
So
right
here,
there.
So here's my response to that, Jordan. Tasty Cake, except no substitutes.
There is no substitute.
If you catch the irony.
We could substitute radio voices pretty easily. I was in the Poconos this weekend with a bunch of WIP listeners. We spent half our time talking about you guys. We got power rankings for the shows. People got preferences, morning, midday, afternoon. You guys are really a part of people's lives. We had a lot of fun talking about WIP
amazing.
This weekend.
That's really something. That's really interesting to hear about. So thank you.
So, Jordan, here's today's Twitter poll question of the day. better Monday guest, Ray Dittinger or Seth Joyner?
James, if anybody answers that question, just mute them. Hang them up.
I'm going to start creating some really awkward Twitter poll questions. No. I like this.
How do you pick between two legends? It's impossible. And, Mr. Joyner, it's a pleasure to be on with you. Thank you for all the years of great Eagles defensive play. You know what I took away from this weekend, guys? Several lessons on sportsmanship. You know, I coach kids sports, Little League, some other things, golf. I'm not an athlete. I'm a 42-year-old guy who's got a receding hairline who loves to think that he can teach kids how to play the game. What do I teach? I teach sportsmanship. I think we got three great examples of why sportsmanship matters. Number one, the Eagles. A.J. Brown, you're not being a good sport, man. You had 9 targets on Sunday. You couldn't get open. You couldn't create space. Don't complain that you're not getting the ball when you have 9 targets. You only catch a handful of them for a handful of yards. Poor sportsmanship. The Mets. The Mets are terrible. The Mets fans are terrible. I hate everything about the Mets. But let me talk about poor sportsmanship. How about the guys in the Mets booth, Keith Hernandez and those other oafs? You want to talk about oafs complaining about the Marlins, feeling good about the win? Your team was supposed to win the division. You completed the most epic collapse ever. Don't complain about the Marlins.
All right, the Ryder Cup fans better be on your list. Go ahead.
That's number three. Come on, guys. This is golf. This is a civil sport. I've been playing golf since I could walk. You don't yell in people's backswings. Yeah. You don't curse at the opposing team in the Ryder Cup. Absolutely embarrassing. And at a time where this country, I had to tell you, on an international scale, doing quite a bit to embarrass themselves. I think there's a lot of lessons to be taken about sportsmanship from this weekend. I love Philadelphia fans, their knowledge, their passion. And I got to tell you, we get a bad rap, but we got some great sportsmen in this city. And A.J. Brown this week, not one of them.
All right, Jordan, a very interesting call. A lot of stuff. Seth, if somebody was talking in your backswing repeatedly as they were doing a Rory the other day, I mean, how would you not just clobber the guy over the head with the golf club? I don't know how he dealt with it. And then the freaking person on the MC gives an FU chant to Rory. The person that was the MC on Saturday had to get fired before Sunday. And by the way, while I'm getting cranked up, let me just do a quick one other quick topic on this. Why, like, the hell is the Ryder Cup in freaking September instead of August? Stupid. And I'll tell you why, because they do that freaking whatever that FedEx freaking cup thing is, no one gives a rat's ass about. And so now we got the Ryder Cup during college football and pro football. Dumb. Anyway, Seth, it would drive you nuts, man, if people were talking your backswing. Oh my God.
Well,
good luck.
Hey, listen, you're supposed to have enough security there to figure out what that is and make some early examples of people. So that,
dude, two people got kicked out the whole weekend. No, but two people got kicked out, the whole crowd.
I understand, but what I'm saying is that you got to make an example early. And I'm not talking about...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Going and taking them out from amongst the crowd. No, pull their asses out where everybody can see who they are and shackle their feet and their hands and carry them, carry their asses out. And then
like
watch out, everybody.
Potatoes?
Well, I mean, that's the only way. You got to set it.
That's my set jointer right there. That's my set jointer.
If you don't set an example, if you don't set an example, okay, the mayhem just gets worse and worse and worse, man. I mean,
but I don't think you can shackle. I don't know about the shackle.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
I don't know.
I'd put that ball.
You just put it in the disclaimer on the ticket, John. Yeah, when you buy the ticket,
okay.
If you act a fool, we're going to treat you the fool that you are.
I would love to see that on the back of a ticket.
If you act a fool, Rhea, we're going to treat you like the fool that you are. We're going to handcuff your hands behind your back and shackle your feet and carry your ass out and dump you in the parking lot.
I like it. The parking
and I put the ball, the gag, the mouth with the ball.
All right. Now we're going.
Oh, wow. Wait, I didn't say all that. Now.
Pulp Fiction style?
Yes.
Talking Pulp Fiction.
Seltzer, time's yours in the Merrill montage. I wanted to get the Merrill montage in. Can we still got a little bit of time?
A little tight.
Yeah, we got time. Let's hear how it sounded yesterday. We're going to need a montage.
Ooh, it takes a montage. Today, the Eagles and the Bucks in the sun of Tampa, Florida. And the punt is Dixon. And the return, Dotson. It's blocked, and it's picked up, and running with the football, and scoring, it is Sidney Brown.
Special teams did it last week. Special teams doing it once again.
Hurts goes with a quick pitch, and taking it in for the touchdown is Dallas Goedert. Hurts pitches it up to Goddard. Touchdown!
Little shovel pass.
Another shovel pass to Goddard. The Eagles, 21. The Bucks. Three. Eagles have been better in every phase of the game.
They have been, today. Yes. So they're going to give Chase McLaughlin, their kicker, an opportunity from here.
65-yarder. Last play of the half. Ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is... He got it.
By the hair of his chinny chin chin.
Rolling is Mayfield. He's going deep downfield, and it is caught. And running for a touchdown this time is... Mbuka goes down the far sideline with a 77-yard touchdown. Eagles had led 24-3, and now it is 24-13. 10 unanswered points by the Bucks. Mayfield signals, gives it off inside again to Irving. Is the football lost? I think the football was fumbled and the Eagles have it.
You got it.
Yes.
You got it. You called for it. You got it.
They're going to touch push. Hurts. Fakes.
Thanks, though.
He's going to run.
I don't think so.
And he's going to score as Barkley.
They fake the tush push. They give it to Barkley
and
around the outside on the left, and he goes in.
Yes, he does.
Unscathed.
The Eagles now lead 31-13. Back goes Mayfield. He's looking for room. He's firing down the far side of the field. It's caught and going all the way for a touchdown. Again, the Bucks have scored, and this time it is Bucky Irving.
They're not going
away. 72-yarder. Chase McLaughlin, one game, could he have a 65-yarder and a 58-yarder? The kick is away, and the kick is... He's got it. The Eagles right now are fighting for their lives. They were precise. They were outstanding. They had the Bucks on their heels in the first half. Now they are trying to hang on for dear life, leading by 8 points. Mayfield back. He's being chased. He starts to run. He goes to the outside, and he is firing, and it is tipped and intercepted! It was intercepted by Jahad Campbell. Eagles are trying not to win. but to escape Hurt on third down and two. Back looking, he fires, it's incomplete. This is the play of the game. Each play becomes bigger and bigger. Snap to Mayfield. He's back. He's being chased. He fires. He completes it short of the first down. Now the ball is being batted around and knocked out of bounds, but the Eagles are going to take over on downs. The final score, the Eagles 31, Tampa Bay 25. That's it. They won. Some wins feel better than others.
Birds got it done 4-0 for the third time in Sirianni's 5 years. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
It's time's yours.
Well, first thing I want to say is I'm looking forward to talking to Nick Sirianni tomorrow, because this A.J. Brown thing, who knows where it goes. And it'll be fascinating to see how he tries to, you know, corral this topic and have it not, you know, cause real problems. All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge, your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
They finally did it. They broke out the fake tush-push with a sweep to the left. I can only hear it now. Goodell's probably fuming, and they're trying to figure out a way now to ban the fake tush-push. Hey, Roger, eat it. Go Birds.
Very effective.
Awesome creativity.
Getting tired of having to cheer for the defense over and over and over again. Where are the explosive plays on offense? Kevin Petullo, directed to you. Stop sucking.
Okay, fair enough.
They definitely have a lot to clean up. I'm not going to make excuses for that, but man, Jeffrey Lurie called us the gold standard. We are now the gold standard, guys. We're 4-0. Can we please just enjoy what we have right now?
Well, they are the gold standard. I did enjoy the first half more than the second half, though.
I watched four shows, and every one of them, except this radio show, said Jalen Hurts has to get the ball out there faster. If your arm isn't as strong, you got to throw it 1 second earlier. The fact that people are saying A.J. Brown's got to run his routes better. Like, are you kidding me, dude?
Be a fascinating
week.
There's
a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, there is. It's going to be really interesting to see, especially with the film breakdowns. Look, we'll Jaws tomorrow at 7:25. What he sees on film, we'll find out. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's their people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. The poll question is, do you think more today about the positives or negatives from yesterday's Eagles game? Seth, what do you think more of, the positives or negatives?
Well, you got to think positive. You know, at the end of the day, the team is still 4-0. You know, we make our living analyzing, talking about, prognosticating, you know, what's going on with this football team. But the truth of the matter is they're 4-0. They've had a good half each the last two games. You know, let's try to elevate it next week and get them to three quarters. And at some point get to a point, you know, where they can play a complete football game on both sides of the ball together and with, you know, the special teams. But listen, special teams been playing lights out, and it's three phases to a game. If you can win two of them, I mean, you heard Tom Brady talk about it during the broadcast yesterday. If you can win two out of the three, you got a pretty darn good chance of winning football games. And I would say this, you know, to the people who are like, oh, well, the special teams is doing it. Would you rather have them doing it than the alternate for the special team to be as bad as the offense has been in the first half last week and the second half this week? Combine those and we lose those games. Yep. And we're 2-2 instead of 4-0. So, you know, be happy with where we are and be optimistic and positive that things at some point will turn in a positive direction. That's all you can
do. 58% say positive and 42% go negative on that poll. So, as often is the case, people are pretty split. John, we'll crank it all up again tomorrow. A lot to get into. Hey, everyone, have a great rest of the day. By the way, last thing, James, one more time. I just want to hear, because the Mets, I think their season's over. I got to hear what their announcer said right afterwards.
It is unfathomable that this collection of talent winds up outside of an expanded playoff system after having the best record in baseball for the first 2.5 months of the season.
everything goes wrong over the last 3.5 months, and the Mets find themselves on the outside looking in.
I love it. And playoff baseball?
Can't wait.
Looking forward to it in 5 days with the Phils. Hey, everyone, have a great rest of the day. We'll crank up coverage for the rest of the week as we get closer to the Phils, and obviously much to do tomorrow on the Eagles, including Jaws on the show and Nick Sirianni. Talk to you tomorrow on 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.